two or three people I found, there is bound to be one excuse for not doing something right. In this video, I'll be sharing with you common excuses, very common excuses people give, and how to break away from them. Hi! If you're just seeing me for the first time, my name is Onyinye Ogba, the host of the Repositioning Podcast. So the Repositioning Podcast has been on for a while now, but it's new on YouTube. So if you want to see a lot of the episodes we've published, it's on anchor.fm. And I'm going to leave the link in the description so that you go check it out. It's totally free. It's going to be worth your time. Go check it out. So let's get right into today's video. Alright, before we start, please subscribe to my channel and click on the notification bell so that you get a notification when a video drops. Alright, for today's video, we are talking about excuses people make for not taking action. Excuses people make for not doing something. Where there is a human, there is an excuse. As long as humans exist in this world, you must find someone who is giving you an excuse for not performing as they should. So what do you do in this case? How do you help them? I will tell you. But first, let's talk about the excuses they make. What are these excuses? Number one, I am not good enough. You hear excuses like, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, I don't know how to do this. This is like the particular excuses that tops the charts. I am not good enough. I am not capable. I don't know how to do this. You hear them making this type of excuses. And when the opportunity to rise and shine presents itself, you always respond with, I'm not good enough. You always shy away from opportunities. You're not prepared. And you always respond to it with, I'm not good enough. Think about that opportunity that was right at your doorstep. The opportunity to speak to a group of people, small group of people that you are familiar with. You know these people. You're not strangers to them. They're just given an opportunity to speak to them about something. But immediately, the walls of your mind rose up and stood against you. And then you responded, I am not good enough. And so you are not given the opportunity anymore. You shy away from that opportunity. But you have to break away now. For you to become a high-performing individual, you have to break away from that excuse. Number two, I am not ready yet. If you're the kind of person that keeps saying, I'm not ready yet, for every opportunity that comes your way, you respond, I am not ready yet, then you will never get anything done. Because let's be truthful. Is there ever anything we are ready for? Even that exam you want to write, there, at that moment, at the dying moment before the starting time, you're still looking through your book because you still feel like you've not read enough. You're not even ready for the exam. Even though you've been reading, you still feel like you're not ready. So what are we ever ready for? We just start anyway. If you keep waiting for when you'll be ready, you will not do anything. You won't do anything. Look at me, for example. I started a YouTube channel, I've always wanted to start a YouTube channel. And it's not been so glamorous. I've always wanted to start a YouTube channel and wanted to have some things in place before I start. But if I keep waiting to have everything in place, there will be the issue of the time to record. So I just started anyway. And there's this guy, Sean Cannell, on YouTube, on the Think Media, one of the guys at Think Media YouTube. He always says something to people who want to start YouTube for the first time. He says, just press record. Press record and keep at it. So if you're waiting for when you'll be ready, you won't be ready. So just start. Number three, I might fail. Now, a lot of questions will be going through your mind like, what if something goes wrong? What if I mess things up? What if it doesn't work? A lot of what ifs going through your mind. And I have to tell you, these what ifs are potential possibilities. They are potential possibilities. But are you just going to sit down and say, we're not doing anything? No. We keep at it. Don't think of failure and then give up. No. We do it in spite. spite of the possibility of failure, we keep at it. Thinking of failure is just a way to procrastinate the time you do it. Because, let's be honest, failure is a huge necessity. It's a huge necessity for us to keep moving, for us to become better at the things we are doing. So keep at it. Stop thinking about failure and just get on with it. If you fail, let's say you do fail, you dust up, you start afresh, and continue doing it. I know I'm smiling, but at the time of failure, it's not always funny. But we encourage ourselves. We encourage ourselves and keep moving. And keep moving. And one time, there will be the light at the end of the tunnel. So guys, if you're enjoying this video, please subscribe to my channel. Click on the notification bell so that you get notified when the video drops. Subscribe, please. Number four will be, I do not have the skills. I don't have the skills. I don't know how to do it. This shouldn't be the excuse in this 21st century. Because we have a lot of available free resources at the tip of our fingers. We have Google. We have YouTube. Everything. YouTube is a great place to start when you want to learn the basics of any skills at all. YouTube is your go-to platform. You want to learn how to cook? Go to YouTube. You want to learn how to cry? As something as silly as crying is, you will find something on YouTube. So go on YouTube, get that skill, and stop using that excuse, I don't have the skill. Number five, someone else can do it. So you're thinking, oh, she's better. She can do it better. I know she can do it better. Just give her the opportunity. And the person who is assigning or telling you to do something is thinking, oh, you're so considerate. But that's not the truth. And not just considerate, you're scared. You're scared of doing it. For example, your colleague, your senior colleague gives you a task to do. Say, present to the employees about the marketing of a particular product. And then you go on to tell the person, oh, I think this other person, I think Tolu will be better at it than me. She's more efficient, she's more eloquent. And you're thinking, and the senior colleague is thinking, oh, she's being considerate, she's looking after Tolu. But no, that's not the case. You're scared of taking it on. So stop this excuse. Break away from the excuse of someone else can do it and go do it yourself. Go do it yourself. Break away from this excuse. Stop the excuse of somebody can do it. I do not have the skills, I might fail. I'm not ready yet. I'm not good enough. Break away from this excuse and go start what you need to do. Guys, that's the end of this video. If you have any comments, please tell me, leave in the comments down below, what excuse is keeping you from starting that thing you want to start? What is that excuse that is keeping you from starting? All right, subscribe to my channel. Leave a like on the video if you enjoyed watching this. All right, guys, that's it for this video. Bye.